Libraries are usually designated quiet spaces, but this week, some unexpected sounds are transforming the Grove Hall Library in Dorchester. A week-long program called The Breaks is teaching youth of color the history of hip-hop. WBUR's Ariel Gray went to check it out.
So this is the scratch.
On the second floor of the library, a dozen kids fidget as they stand in line, waiting to try their hand at a turntable. DJ Armando the Truth offers guidance as the kids attempt to scratch and blend records together. This week, the kids are trying out DJing and breakdancing while learning about hip-hop culture. Kiara Andrade created the curriculum for this first-time program. She designed the breaks to be something that she would have wanted to go to, growing up as a musically inclined kid in Dorchester. Now a DJ and educator, Andrade wants to ensure that access to hip-hop education is available to kids in her communities.
Self-awareness, knowledge of self is important to hip-hop, so let's start there. My intention for it as a whole is for it to be a supplement to the information that they're receiving at school and then also to teach them about hip-hop history.
The program extends past discussing music. The kids are also learning about entrepreneurship, self-love, and the importance of community.
Okay, who has heard of Kwanzaa?
Facilitator Jamila Batts-Kapitman asks them about the Kwanzaa tenet called Kujichagulia. It means self-determination.
The connection between Kujichagulia and hip-hop is that, like, what we did today is that we express ourselves to people.
That's 11-year-old Jerome Wells III. He's already writing and freestyling his own lyrics, and hopes that as he gets older, he can continue rapping and growing as an artist.
I like hip-hop because, like, it just gets me moving. Like, I be listening to it on the radio, and then I be, like, I just be dancing to it. And then as soon as, and then when I start getting into it more, like, it's just start coming in, out into words and expressing myself in my own way.
For him, this week has been a chance to understand his role in his cultural legacy.
People come in, like different DJs, MCs, and breakdancers, b-boys, stuff like that. They all come in, and then they show us their craft, they show us what it's about, and they show us what they do and what they love to do.
Hip-hop has garnered a reputation as being a negative influence, on children in particular. Andrade is using the breaks to combat this dialogue.
A misunderstanding is that, you know, it has these bad things to it, and I think that misunderstanding is attached to the fact that it's not read as a culture in a community, but it's only read as a genre of music, an entertainment industry, and it's so much more than that.
She wants to teach youth of color about hip-hop as a cultural inheritance.
In the long run, my hope is that they feel more confident in themselves and in their communities and more invested, and that they will, you know, be able to tap into that power with respect and love for the people who created it and who are maintaining it.
As the kids dance to Travis Scott, they unearth their individual voices. Jerome freestyles for me, happy to share the power of his voice.
Expanding my vocab, I always do the dash. I'm going to the school, I'm spitting all these smells like.
For these kids, hip-hop really is so much more than just music.
A little bit like did that, I did this. Got to think for a minute.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ariel Gray.
Gotta get that check. I always gotta check in. I gotta make better.